Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
April 26, 1806. A crowded march. Today, Lewis describes shrubs that he has described before, but now collects specimens of them to be sent back to Jefferson. The day was routine otherwise. Captain Clark writes,
"This morning we proceeded on, and at the distance of 3 miles, entered a low-level plain country of great extent. Here the river hills are low and recede a great distance from the river. This low country commenced on the south side about 10 miles below our encampment of the last night. Those plains are covered with a variety of herbaceous plants, grass, and 3 species of shrubs. At the distance of 12 miles, halted near some willows which afforded us a sufficient quantity of fuel to cook our dinner, which consisted of the balance of the dogs we had purchased yesterday evening, and some jerked elk. We were overtaken today by several families of the natives who were traveling up the river with a number of horses. They continued with us much to our annoyance, as the day was warm, the roads dusty, and we could not prevent their horses crowding in and breaking our order of march. After we encamped, a little Indian boy caught several chubs with a bone, which he substituted for a hook. Those fish were about 9 inches long. We covered ourselves perfectly this evening from the rain by means of an old tent. Saw a goat and a small wolf at a distance today. Made 28 miles. Captain William Clark, April 26, 1806.
The chub the boy caught were probably a Columbia River chub, Balochilus lateralis, a species then new to science. Clark and Lewis each drew a picture in their journal of the bone hook the Indian boy used to catch the fish. Today's camp does not appear on any of the captain's maps, but it would have been in Benton County, Washington, perhaps below or in the vicinity of present-day Plymouth, and opposite the mouth of the Umatilla River. The captains often camped on their return journey at the same sites they used when they were traveling downstream, as they were familiar with these locations. Tomorrow, Charbonneau loses a horse.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Excerpts are from Gary Moulton's exhaustive edition of the Expedition Journals. Additional material from The Lewis and Clark Companion by Stephanie Ambrose Tubbs and Clay Jenkinson. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.